Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the 16th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Kathleen Gallagher, the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Sister Kathleen lives in Aurora, and her preaching today is entitled, There They Are.
A reading from the Gospel of Mark. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while. For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. When they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret and moored the boat. When they got out of the boat, people at once recognized him and rushed about that whole region and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak. And all who touched it were healed. In our world today, recognition of famous people comes through television, radio, internet, posters, music, and so on. The reason for the excitement at recognizing a person is from previous connection or experience through a movie, a concert, a recording of some sort. If the crowd gets close enough to the celebrity, those within reach hand him or her a Sharpie and a scrap of paper for an autograph. Similarly, our reading today says, they began to bring the sick on mats or reached out just to touch the fringe of his cloak. The people who saw Jesus get out of his boat remembered what they had seen him do and remembered how he made them feel. Nothing flashy, no rock music, no loud display of any kind. What did they remember? Kindness, rich stories of life, moments of amazing healing, touching, connecting, being present, acknowledging their presence so they no longer were invisible. Tired as he must have been, because he had just spoken about finding rest in an out-of-the-way place, thus the boat ride, he still found time to teach, to share, to care for these sheep without a shepherd. They were glad indeed. What is our experience of being cared for by someone who represents this Jesus behavior for us?